Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are, and the time continuum of ownership from startup to divestiture. Anywhere in between, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're excited about something? You're fighting about something, whatever's going on, we got something I think you'll find between what I've done or what I've done with my Brain Trust members or what they've done on their own. We have a lot of stuff there, so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I want to talk a little bit about minimum wage, and I want to go back and give you a little bit of history, not much, just a little bit of history. I remember when minimum wage... Well, when there was a minimum wage increase, one of the concerns about minimum wage, back especially like back in the 70s, when inflation was already pretty rough, minimum wage was, when it was increased, there were back in those days, like 32% of all workers were union workers. And every one of their contracts were tied to a minimum wage increase. So if a union worker was making $30 an hour, and minimum wage back in those days was probably, I'm going to say it was like $3.50 or something like that back in the 70s. Even though the minimum wage went up maybe a quarter an hour, that would translate to a bump in a pay for the union worker. And it would transfer to a bump in pay for the hourly worker, the non-union worker who worked in the offices in the plants. And so, And then, of course, you had the minimum wage workers whose wages went up. What that did was the Fed actually was able to track increases in inflation, because the pay raises from a minimum wage increase rippled through the economy and actually was an inflationary event. Now, here's why I'm pointing this out. It's not that much anymore. And one of the reasons is because unions are down to about 6%, 6 to 7%, not 32% of private sector workers, but a sixth, maybe a fifth of that. Golly, down to 6 or 7%. That's one thing. So it's not ripping through all those contracts. Number two, you've got more and more technology options. A small business owner, if they feel the pressure from the government by declaring a wage, which is like the government, price fixing a product, businesses, more and more small businesses, including Indeed, have other options. We can choose to not hire another person and pay the higher wages. We can choose technology. Now, I'm not saying that we would rather do that. I'm just saying it's another option. So the minimum wage doesn't have, in my opinion, doesn't have the clout that it used to. And I think that's one of the reasons why you've got these union organizers, these micro union organizers that we're going to talk a little bit more about in the next half hour, who are coming up with this absurd protest that they have, with their intention to double minimum wage. They're talking about taking minimum wage to $15 an hour. And they keep talking about, we can't live on minimum wage. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Minimum wage was never intended to be a wage that you would live on. Minimum wage has always been an entry-level wage. And we know there's plenty of evidence to show, and you're proving it yourself, small business owners, right now. Plenty of evidence to show that you, whenever someone is hired at a lower rate, whether it's minimum wage or something above that, as soon as they get to the point where they can contribute more, as soon as they get to the point where they've learned more about your business, they become more productive, more effective for you, you give them a raise. I know what you do. I've seen you do it. I do it myself. I've never hired anybody at minimum wage. I've always brought in people and given them credit for what the experience that they had and brought them in at a higher rate than minimum wage. And if they do better and they learn more, they become more effective and more valuable to me, we give them a raise. That's what businesses do. And it's not just because we're good people. It's also because when you're valuable to a company, you want to recognize that person. We know the benefit of recognizing people with compensation. Plus, one more very self-serving thing. We don't want to lose you. And we know that now that we've trained you, now that we've educated you, now that we've got this business, this employee, to the point where they'd be valuable to somebody else, we need to protect that investment. And so part of the way we protect that investment is we give people raises. And it's happening all the time. And the government does not have to get involved in making that happen. All the government has to start doing now is realizing that minimum wage is not a living wage. It was never meant to be a living wage. It was only meant to be an entry-level wage, a place to start. Frankly, I think we should abolish the minimum wage altogether. I don't think the government should not set minimum wage at all. We're going to talk about that a little bit more with Rich Berman in the next half hour, right after this break. I'm Jim Blast again. Stay with me.
Turn around,
I'll be right
back. Watch for the emotions on the guarded face.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.